and our guest, Don Harkins. This is guest host Don Nikoloff here. Before we take our next callers, just like to remind you again about the wonderful movie that Aaron Russo produced, America, Freedom to Fascism. It's available on DVD through republicbroadcasting.org. And it's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. It's available on the website, or you can call 1-800-724-2719. I urge you to get it and spread it around. It's a very moving piece. It'll set off alarms. There are a lot of people coming forward with new information. I myself am researching not just this topic, but how they really put this thing together. And there are a lot of great books out there. But I can tell you I'm conducting some new research, and it'll be out in the next issue of the Idaho Observer. Don, you know a little bit about that. You want to make a comment?
Well, I'll say we're definitely getting to an interesting point in our understanding of the way things are in the world. We're experiencing a massive influx of new people who are realizing that things are not what they're supposed to be. Their particular ox is being gored, maybe by local officials, or they're saying that the war in Iraq is built on the fraud that is the September 11th attacks, and so all these things are kind of swirling around, and people are kind of coming on board. And yet then there's those of us that have been researching this material for over a decade, and we're beyond that stuff. We're more focusing, I guess, on the origins of nation building and nation destroying, and getting deeper into the personalities of the people who are behind all this stuff, or I should actually say the families that are behind all this stuff. And now it's really dichotomous in a way, because one of my favorite lines, and I think I invented it, was, if you can't control the activities of the most junior city council person in a small town in America, then what are you doing concerning yourselves with the Illuminati? You know? And so, but both things are important, I think, because at one level, you need to get community awareness up on what's going on in local politics, because that is the foundation of the pyramid of the trouble that common people have had throughout history, and then at the same time, noting each rung of the ladder on the way up to the pyramid's capstone is really valid and valuable, because this way we can at least begin to get into the minds and the absence of hearts of the people that have been running the show on this planet for a couple thousand years now.
I agree with you. One of the things that has
plus it's
come
so
up
fascinating
in my personal experience through researching these families that you mentioned, I'm finding out that they're not who they claim to be. In fact, if you do any genealogy research, it takes you along a certain path if you click on the link that's on each page as you go deeper and deeper, generation by generation, into their roots. What you find, if you start each generation from scratch, all of a sudden the trail is gone. And if you compare the information that's out there with the published biographies, both on the internet and in books, you'll find that you learn what the feel good presentation is and what the truth is are total opposites.
Well, it is. It's really fascinating too, that when you go back into this stuff, you can see, and in your, I think your work is really vital in this area, is you can see how there is obviously a layer of control in regions of this planet. They may very well be the oldest families from each continent, or actually own the continent. And
that's
then everything
true.
Underneath that is just the various minions and their layers of control to manipulate and exploit and do what they're going to do. And
okay, excuse me, Don, we've got to take a short break, but I want you to keep that train of thought. We'll be right back with the American Awakening.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back with hour two of the American Awakening here with our guest from the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins. My name is Don Nikoloff. I'm filling in today for Michael Herzog. Michael will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, April 10th. Don, our phone lines are filling up here very rapidly.
That's probably because of you, not myself.
It has nothing to do with me.
Or it could be the vast listenership of RBN. That's probably the real deal.
That could be. I've done the research on myself. That's not the reason. you were talking about my research and the importance of it. Do you want to finish that thought before we take our next caller?
Well, yeah, and in fact, there's a gentleman out of Florida who, and I don't have the book handy right now, or actually two books handy right now, and I'm going to review them because it's very much in the vein of where we're going with this material, is that this process of nation building and nation destroying is a template, and it's happened over and over and over again. And interestingly, and I believe this is where your research is going to end up going, is that we're going to find that throughout history, and it's the same process. And by the way, America right now is at the garage sale phase of nation destroying because, vital infrastructure is being sold to foreign interests and our public debt is escalating out of control, and people like Halliburton are leaving. I mean, they went to Dubai, which does not have an extradition arrangement with the United States.
That's right.
and it took $12 billion with them on the way. That's just insane what's going on. But we are very much at the garage sale phase of nation destroying, which if you go back through history, you can see that those who build and destroy nations, they create assets, and then before the fall, they get as many of them out of there as they possibly can, and that's what's happening now. So I don't think we really have to debate whether or not America is going to be destroyed. It's merely a matter of time because we're in that phase. And if we go back through history, like I said, what your information, your research is going to find out, I believe, or reveal, is that families have been created over and over and over again, and their purpose for being created is to have various components of them in key locations throughout the matrix of destruction or creation to bring it down. And the Bush family, I think your research is revealing, is the family that has been created for the sole purpose of destroying the United States of America.
Well, both sides of the family, actually. And, you know, your readers will hear about that. And then anyone that goes online to visit Idaho-Observer.com will be able to get the article there, too.
So I guess let me go ahead and clarify then. The ones that are iconified as the Bushes because of two presidents and a governor in a different state, that group and its extended connections familially as well as in commerce and in politics are the ones that have been put in the center of the plot and design to destroy this country, which, like I said, we're at the garage sale phase now, folks, like it or not.
Really, and what's a dichotomy, to use the word that you used, is the fact that they're really pawns, that
sure.
You know, this has been manufactured. This is manufactured power, and I think a lot of people are going to be upset when they learn the truth that comes out.
Well, I would like to think that 30 to 35% of dedicated hardcore holdouts for the Bush family, by golly, there are good Republicans, would begin to think that maybe they've made a very large, dark mistake in backing those horrible, horrible people.
Well, I'll throw one little bone out there for the listeners and your readers. The grandfather, actually it's the great-grandfather of our current president, Samuel P. Bush, was a Democrat. And that's kept out of all the biographical information that's out there.
And by the way, folks, Don and I have had several different conversations on this. I feel a little privileged, I guess, when he comes up with some new exciting piece. He often communicates that to me, and the little nugget that he just gave out right now is just one of hundreds of little teeny pieces this researcher extraordinaire has been putting together, and it's creating a real fascinating scenario for those of us who have been in this, quote, conspiracy, factualization trip for a decade or more are going to really find fascinating and, I believe, helpful in understanding what's really happening and putting the pieces together in our minds.
Okay, Don, the check is in the mail.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's take a call here. We've got Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the American Awakening. Your questions or comment?
You know, I'd sit here and listen to talk radio all day long, and this country's been gone a long time. What are we, the people, going to do short of violent confrontation and revolution?
Well, you know, I believe that people are generally prepared for that eventuality. You can go back through history, and when people are finally pushed to a certain point and the gloves come off our oppressor's hands, the people respond with pitchforks or whatever they have, and the sheer weight of their mass against a handful generally prevails. Not always with the outcome that we'd want. Oftentimes it's with a pre-orchestrated and preordained outcome. But nevertheless, people can and do prevail. And as it stands right now, I completely agree with you. You can start as early as you want on the United States of America timeline to begin where the betrayals actually started. But for our discussions, I think that we can pretty much safely say that since World War II, we've been in the nation-destroying mode. I mean, we became the darlings of the world in World War II, and we created this economic powerhouse sort of situation, and the international bankers that are the nation, the minions for the nation builders, were behind us, and all this stuff happened. But it was really setting up the global chessboard for what is happening now, and diminishing of our rights and all these other civil rights and all this other stuff. And so the truth is, it is gone. And what are we going to resort to? I think they're going to fire the first shots, so to speak. And I feel so strongly on this point. In fact, it guides me. It gets me out of bed every day. It completely permeates and saturates my mind as I'm thinking of things. And the editorial policy of the Idaho Observer and our radio show reflects this. And that is that this is a cycle that is absolutely, completely, and totally dependent upon people being exploitable. We have been lied to on every single front for generations. We don't even know what to think about anything that's very important to us. And so in order for people to resist tyranny in the future, they're going to have to elevate themselves educationally, spiritually, to a point where they are not vulnerable to this kind of exploitation. And that's where you and I, it's a real painfully slow process. It's painful oftentimes because it seems like we don't get anywhere with people. But we need to educate, one heart, one mind, one soul at a time, until we have enough people on our side to where tyrants simply can't exist, because people are too capable themselves to be vulnerable to being led off a cliff by these ruthless individuals that want to exploit everything for fun and profit.
You know,
so education's it.
Here in the state of Missouri, I cannot tell you one elected official who actually upholds his oath. Now, as citizens of this great republic, and it is a republic, it's not a democracy, we've got the Constitution on our side. They've never formally announced it's been suspended. You know, I mean, we all know that it has been since 1933 or whatever.
Sure.
But, you know, it is a war of deception. So, I mean, when do we go down to the courthouse and start arresting these fools?
Well, again, when we have a critical mass of public opinion on our side, all things begin to be possible. But right now, and I think that one of the aspects of this thing that completely holds us in check as nations or communities is that we are not as ruthless as they are.
Yeah.
They're committing all these horrible genocidal atrocities against different races. I mean, even our children, they're murdering our children at birth, pretty much, with all the chemical cocktails they're pumping into them under the guise of public health.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're doing all this stuff. Like one of the earlier callers said, gee whiz, they declared war on us way back when, and show me an example that where we are not having war waged upon us. I mean, everything, our food, our water, our air, just absolutely everything. And so at some point, when people get the message and there's enough of us, then these policies will stop simply because they're not going to have the logistical numbers necessary to continue with what they're doing. I really equate this to everything else in the free marketplace. It's supply and demand. Americans demand to be treated like children, therefore they are. And our parents happen to be abusive. But there's no higher authority temporarily to hold them in line at this time. So we just take it and take it and take it and take it. And when that's going to change, I wish I knew. I would rather it was tomorrow rather than 20 years from now. But, you know, all we can do is contribute to our attempts to create the critical mass that turns the tide. And then, like I said, leave the outcomes of our efforts in God's hands, because all we can do is the best we can.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your time, and I'll let you get to some other callers.
All right, yep. Thanks for calling. And I appreciate your call very much, because it gave me a chance to, I don't know, put into perspective exactly what our responsibilities here are.
Jeff, thanks for your call, and call again. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back on The American Awakening with our guest, Don Harkins.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back with The American Awakening and our guest, Don Harkins. This is Don Nikoloff, Michael Herzog's guest for the day. I should say guest host for the day. Michael will be back tomorrow, and don't fret. He'll be here. He promises. Don, we've got another caller in New York. Judy, welcome to The American Awakening.
Hi. Am I on?
Hello? Yes, you are, loud and clear.
Oh, great. Don and Don. I'm sorry I tuned in late. This is a fascinating discussion, but I think that you need a little New York negativity. So,
well, no, thank you very much. And your accent, which is completely fake because you've never been to New York in your life, is really quite excellent.
I've been practicing.
do we know this, Judy?
Anyway, Don Harkins, I heard your comment about people relying more on one another in the event of system failure. That's where I tuned in. Then my New Yorkies got a hold of me, and I thought, don't you feel that the powers that be are prepared for this, and they'll just impose tighter controls on the people, and most people will be really happy to give away their rights? I had heard a discussion not long ago on local radio, which is not like alternative media, and people were applauding the Patriot Act. They don't even know what it is, but it makes them feel safe.
Well, I know that that's we're experiencing, and I believe that the purpose of the mainstream or the dominant or like I heard recently from Mr. Nikoloff, the side stream media, I think that's really fun, is to keep people as off balance as possible so that they will continually be looking to authority figures for advice or protection or direction. And they've done a fairly masterful job of that. And so a very large sections of the country and various demographics are still pretty well sold out to the government as a benevolent servant sort of paradigm. But my comments were mostly relative to when the systems fall down. And I'm talking about, say, in my little neighborhood here. Right now, even though I've got good little relationships with my neighbors, I don't do anything with them necessarily. We don't share, you know, bottles of milk or cups of sugar or anything like that. We're fairly self-contained. But when the systems fail, then just knowing each other, we are, I think, as a natural process, going to be seeking each other out more for either comfort or the various things that we have or the various things that we can do. Some of us build better than others. Some of us wire better than others. Some of us are more adept at animal husbandry practices. Some are better gardeners. All of these things, then, while right now we're isolated in our own little lives and we know and like each other, when the systems fall down, our natural tendency is to become more cooperative with one another and share our resources either materially or intellectually. And I think that that's just one way of looking at how everybody is going to end up responding when the systems fail.
I saw the demonstration of that in one of the blackouts in New York City.
Sure.
And how people, you know, that's
yeah.
always, you're still a little life. But I was listening to a show earlier today about Morgellons, and I don't know how familiar you are with this syndrome, but one of the strangest things is that it thrives in an alkaline pH, and which is really the antithesis of most diseases.
No, and antithesis of naturopathic health care, for sure.
That's for sure. So it's almost like there's nothing to do. They can't burn it. They can't kill it. They put bleach in a bowl, and it's intelligent. It starts crawling up the side of the bowl. This is nanotechnology. This is what they're spraying on us. And the caller who preceded me was talking about revolution, violent confrontation. They don't need numbers. They have bigger and better toys. They can just nuke us from the air. We already know from Boy George that the Constitution is a GD piece of paper. And so I just feel, and this, believe me, is not an argument for laissez-faire. It's just, I'm trying to do a reality check.
Well, those things, the chemical and biological weapons, are logistically difficult to manage. They just are. And I don't know exactly what the dispersal methods are for Morgellons, but if chemical and biological weapons were so successful, then they'd be used a lot more virulently than they are. They just simply are not. They both have limitations logistically. What Morgellons will end up being, I don't have any idea. It is a really freaky thing. It gets into the nanotechnology stuff that people began talking about years ago. But how is it going to spread? How is it going to take over? And will it actually become an epidemic that kills 2/3 of humanity?
Well, they say millions are infected right now. They found it in flies. And obviously it's coming from, they're using chemtrails to as one of the ways to spread it. Or maybe it's, you know, it's in our food supply. Everything is so modified at this point.
So our souls are eternal, and we go down with our middle fingers extended.
That's the way we fight.
Judy and Don, one of the things that I know personally from my research in that area that people can do is to take supplements to build up their immune systems. when your immune system is run down, you're susceptible to whatever they put in.
Sorry to interrupt, but not with more gallons. It doesn't act like the normal. The normal immune system should be on the alkaline side. And that's a host for Morgellons. So I hate to argue. Or maybe I love.
Well, then don't argue.
Okay.
We've got to take a break. We'll hold you over if you'd like to wait, Judy. You're listening to the American Awakening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, we're back here on the American Awakening, and our guest, Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer, and we have a caller on hold, Judy, in New York.
She won't hold for very long, though.
She won't. Is she gone?
I'm here.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, so you decided you're not going to argue.
It's coughing time. Like I couldn't be coughing on the air when we're talking about the immune system.
Well, you know, there's always the research of Wilhelm Reich and the orgone generators. In fact, I have one, and I tell you, it works. I built my own modified version, loaded with crystals, and they really work.
You know, and we're surrounded by orgone around here as well, and it's a really fascinating material. But And I want to comment on Judy's thing because I'm as intrigued with Mark Ellens as the next guy. But it's if this is nanotechnology, and for those that aren't aware, I think just a brief summation of nanotechnology is little molecule or atomic-sized machines that can assemble themselves to perform programmed functions. It's fascinating. But just as you can program little nanomachines to create little filament fibers that we call Morgellons or eat internal body organs or whatever, you can also program them to counter that. So suddenly the whole concept of health and disease and warfare and battlefields takes on a completely new dimension inside our bodies with microscopic machines, or sub-microscopic machines even. So it's really bizarre, and it's going to set off, just like we have an age of allopathic medicine that has set off a whole menu of adverse reactions in people, from immediate death and impairment neurologically to delayed things like cancer and multiple sclerosis and all that stuff. And genetically modified organisms, we have bees suddenly that aren't processing pollen and they're dying. And so whenever these innovations come up, they come with them their set of unintended consequences, I suppose, intended consequences. And I really, really believe that the activities of man to trump the handiwork of God always fail, one way or another. And I also, again, believe in the immortality of the soul. And so destroying a human body is not really that effective in the overall, in the big picture of God's universe.
I agree with you, and that's about the only thing that gets me out of bed in the morning. I know that Rife is not Rike, but they have tried Rife technology on Morgellons, and it's useless. But the other part of it is, now I'm going to get a little bit weird, or maybe I have been a little weird already.
Weirder. Okay, get
weirder.
A little bit weirder, Judy.
For me. In the discussion I was listening to, they talked about the Edgar Cayce material, and Cayce talked about the fall of Atlantis. It fell when we started, or they started, mixing the human and animal genes. Now, they were technologically very far, even more advanced than we are. And so I don't know. I can't predict what's going to happen if we're just going to walking down the same path that the Atlanteans walked down. And maybe the thing is that this, you know, hanging on to this earth may not be the final resolution, and the way we go may be even more important. You talk about a lot of people have storing food and weapons and all that. Are we going to be eating each other in the final times? Are we going to be shooting our neighbor for a loaf of bread? Or are we going to, as the Buddha said, share, give away half of every meal? You know, that might be the true test of this whole thing.
Well, a friend of mine brought up a really interesting analogy here a couple of weeks ago. And this really speaks to the very core understanding of the world as we see it. And when I say we, I mean as individuals. For instance, an American goes out let's go backwards in time. Let's go to a more primeval time. A man goes out to hunt for his family. He comes back with four ducks or rabbits. Let's say four rabbits. Now, in a more primitive time, when the good of the whole was completely the determining factor of whether a society is going to be successful or not. Now, to get one rabbit, he comes back with four. He can share with the whole clan. In our mindset, a guy goes out to go hunting. He doesn't get just one. He gets four rabbits. He's thinking immediately, how can I get these four rabbits out into society and make some kind of a return on my windfall? And that seems like the difference between socialism and capitalism or something like that. But it's on an interpersonal level, it's much bigger than that. It has everything to do with the idea of property. And and what is most important. Is my property and the accumulation of it more important, or is making certain that the community is fed and strong and able to withstand the pressures from without more important? Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is look around at the way our mindset is, the accumulation of property in both real and material senses, and this national obsession with getting toys and things to satisfy our needs, and look at how weakened we've become within, and we're so vulnerable, we're vulnerable to attack from within, and also from without. So, I mean, just when you think about things in those terms, it just is, I think, a really humbling to know that our national obsessions with getting all the things that we need and want and desire in our little lives is just so tremendously weakened our national resolve to put off tyranny or to face down our oppressors and stop these horrible policies that are murdering our children before they even have an opportunity to be out of a diaper. I think that's just criminal.
Amen.
Yes, you're so right. Judy, thank you for your call.
We've got
to move on. The lines are loaded. Thanks for calling in. Great point. Don, we've got a special caller on the line, Michael Herzog.
Mike. Boy, I'm intimidated now. I better answer something very straight and square with you.
Listen to you guys. Hey, listen. Don Harkins, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Michael.
Don Nikoloff, I want to thank you personally for taking my show today. You're doing an excellent job, and I made the right choice allowing you to fill in. For all my listeners out there, I want to say, yes, indeed, I will be back tomorrow. And by the way, you know, guys are on the subject of the contrails, and notice I use the word contrails as opposed to chemtrails because Rosalind Peterson, of whom I'm going to have on my show again Thursday, corrected me on that. It's now contrails or plumes, because I believe it's the Defense Department has ruled that to use the word chemtrails is now a conspiracy theorist statement. So we want to try to educate everybody to start using plumes. We already know what it is, okay, but we have to be politically correct in this, don't you see?
How about the cocktail of particulates that come out in jet plane exhaust?
That's good. Yes. Okay. At any rate, you can use whatever adjectives you wish to define it. The bottom line is, we know what it's doing. Ironically enough, you know, on the subject of Margellans, in the research that I've done, and I know Don Nikoloff agrees with me on this, the nanotechnology involved in this, it looks like there is definitely a connection between these contrails and Margellans disease or Margellans-like symptoms. Although that anybody that works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture that goes down that road won't attest to this because they don't have final, you know, documented proof. However, at any rate, it does, you know, the preponderance of the evidence leads to that. And again, you know, I'm not going to take much more of your time because I know your lines are loaded. It's your show today, Don. I want to let you know that I'm still alive. My business out in Phoenix was with a government agency. And, ironically enough, it's fascinating to me that when you go to get on an airplane anymore, which I had to do this time, you know, they basically make you almost strip down naked. But they do the same thing when you go into a government building. Okay, were you guys aware of that?
Yes. Made comments in line at the security at the airport and say, you guys just mellow out. We're just that much closer to nude flying. And the comments I get from guys is mostly, well, I better start working out at the gym.
Yeah,
or take a shower.
You know, leaving out of Austin, you know, they don't have these full body scanners, but I'm leaving out of Phoenix tonight.
Phoenix is one of the worst.
Yeah, and they've got, from what I understand, since the last time I flew, they have the full body scanners. So I'm not really looking forward to showing them my hiney, but if that's what they want to see, well, then so be it, okay? Anyway, listen, you guys, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate it. Again, I'll let you go take some other callers. And Don Nikoloff, I'll talk to you off the air. And Don Harkins, it is a pleasure talking to you and meeting you, sir. Okay?
Pleasure talking to you, too, Michael. Thanks for calling in.
And thanks for letting me run your show today, Michael.
Not a problem, Don.
Okay. All right. You have a good one. Okay, Don, we've got another caller on the line here, Larry in Montana. Larry, thanks for holding, and what is your comment or question?
Well, I don't really have a question, but I was watching the news this morning, on the immigration reform, and their solution for the their solution is every immigrant that comes into the United States right now will be able to bring 237 relatives with them. Well, and
that's some extended family.
I didn't know they made a station wagon that big.
I don't know if they do or not, but today it's possible. And you were talking about George Bush's grandfather being a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, George Bush Sr. is a Democrat. Margaret Thatcher is a Democrat. And Kohl is a Democrat from Germany. And you can look that up if you look at IDU. International Democratic Union.
Hmm.
And, they've got all kinds of names there. And when George Bush Jr. got elected, who pushed him and made it approval of the Republican Party? It was George Baker. That was on the IDU website, too.
Yeah, those guys definitely, they have their organizations and associations, and it's all of these, you know, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations,
right,
and Bilderbergers and all that. I mean, those are just the obvious ones. I think there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of these organizations worldwide, and they're just excuses for these guys to get together and discuss how they're going to exploit the world and our people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Larry,
very
can
true. Yeah.
Larry, can I ask you, did you find that on a German website by any chance?
I'm not sure if it was on the German website. It's IDU. I've had it for, gosh, ever since George Bush got elected.
So is it IDU.org?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or com, okay. I'm not sure.
There's a good chance that's through Germany, and that will be coming out in my latest research.
Okay.
So you might want to look for that.
Okay. And there was something else you mentioned, but I forgot right now. I'm going to go have a beer.
Oh.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling, Larry.
One for me, too.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Larry. We've got Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin.
Hey, all right. I haven't talked to Kenny in a while. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, hi, Don. How the heck are you doing?
We're making it. And you?
Oh, yeah, one day at a time, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, and maybe I'm going to ask you, the caller, a question. Are you you are obviously aware of the truck out, and are you spreading the word as fast and furious as you can?
Well, that's one of the reasons I called. I am retired from the highway. I did have a bad truck crash. But anyway, I wanted to give out, and John knows of this, Statmiller. In fact, he contacted, Steve Sommers up at WLW 700 AM on the dial. It's on at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And, Don, I know you're a Nighthawk, so you should... it covers like 35, 38 states at night.
Okay.
And what you'll be hearing is truckers calling into the program that you're going to hear information at street level. You're going to be hearing truckers talk about things. And that's just about what I can say. And as far as this, so it's WLW, it's 700 on your AM dial at midnight Eastern time. Now, I don't know if you'll get it up there at Spirit Lake.
Okay, it's 700, it's on the AM dial?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, is there a website too? Is it broadcast through the web?
I don't know if it is. It would be WLW700.com, I believe, is the website. I don't know if they have an audio stream. I'm not aware of it because I listen to it on my AM radio, my shortwave radios here.
So it's going to be 3 a.m. here in the only time zone in the world that really matters, the Pacific. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's out of that's called the Big Red One out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where that comes now. As far as contrails, chemtrails, Cliff Carnicom quotes it more accurately as aerosolized operations.
So oh, that's a fun term. I like that.
Well, yeah. In fact, what was being mentioned today about Morgellons, Jeff Rentz was on another shortwave program this morning, and he's got quite a comprehensive area on Morgellons that bears looking at.
Okay.
A myriad of photographs, microscopy, and so on. And you should see this stuff. They've done the thermal testing against it with butane for 30 seconds, and it is really something that it's unbelievable. I sat there for over an hour on the website just a little while ago looking at this stuff, and my jaw was, you know, like, I can't believe this.
No, so, and one of the gals, one of the quote, experts that has been doing the research on this is a gal named Hildegard Staninger.
Yeah.
And I remember her from way back when I had an association with a Dr. Bruce Halstead.
Mm-hmm.
And he just valued her insight and her integrity incredibly. So she's a really good gal. She's on our side. She knows the socio-political ramifications of everything that's going on in the world, and she's doing the research on this, and she's eminently qualified to do that work. So we've got a really good person on this one, and it's really shaping up to be one of the weirdest twists of our collective fate that I've come across so far.
Yeah, Don.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call, and I will I'll give you a call up there one of these days in the very near future.
Okay. Well, please do. We've been thinking about you, Kenny.
Thanks for your call, Kenny. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back in a few moments with the American Awakening.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
OK, Okay, we're back with our final segment of the American Awakening. And as we mentioned several times during the broadcast today, my name is Don Nikoloff. Our guest is Don Harkins. Tomorrow, your regular host, Michael Herzog, will return. And we've got some time here for one more call. And before your closing comments, Don, we've got Rob from Pennsylvania on the line. Rob, are you there?
Hey, Don and Don, how are you?
Hey, Rob.
Great. Thank
you. I just wanted to say I heard the gentleman a little while ago, and he was talking about the America's Trucking Network show. That is from WLW in Cincinnati. It mm-hmm. is one of the oldest stations in the country, and it's also got one of the biggest broadcast signals in the country. And their website is 700WLW.com. And I listen to the stream myself on occasion. So I just wanted to offer that information.
No, I appreciate it. In fact, page 2 of the Ad Observer every month is dedicated to activism. And even though we're coming out on the 16th and we're not going to reach everybody before they get it in the mail, I am so enthusiastic about this thing, and I believe that the limits of the good that can be caused by truckers in this country making a statement with 80,000 pounds payload in each one is the potential there is just incredible, and I really hope that we can realize something close to its potential on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Yeah, that's going to be an incredible thing if it does come together, and I wish them the best. I hope it does. And just one thing for you, Don, up there in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
I think I heard you say that it was on at 3 in the morning in the only time, in the only real time zone there is. It's actually on at 9 at night, your time.
Okay. Oh, I did the math incorrect?
I think
you
so,
went
yeah.
backwards 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common mistake. And also, I may as well let you know, too, that Idaho is larger than the state of Texas if you smashed it out flat.
Well, thank you for that
great
info,
job,
Rob.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Manny, my engineer, also told me that website that Trucker Kenny was talking about was truckingbozos.com.
Truckingbozos.com.
That's what
All
I was
right.
told. And I would also like to take a quick moment to thank Manny for nursing me through my first show here on RBN. Manny, you did a great job. And you made me sound good, and you kept me on my toes, and I appreciate it. Okay, you're welcome. Don, we've got a few minutes here. Any closing comments you would like to make about anything?
Well, sure. I would have to say that in all my years of publishing this dissident material, this opposition material, the one thing that really stands out is the problems continue, they worsen, and the challenges then on each of us individually become greater and greater and greater. And it's our responsibility, it should be our pleasure and our honor to respond to them and to do so in a noble and respectful manner and to go forward in faith and conviction and live each day as if the world is going to be a better place because we were in it. And damn the torpedoes, we got work to do. And however this all ends up, that's God's territory, and it's beyond our control. What is in our control is our own thoughts, acts, and words.
Yes, well said. And I would like to thank you, Don, for being on my first show here on RBN as well.
My pleasure, helping to break this particular virginity of yours.
I urge everyone, check out idaho-observer.com or call 1-208-255-2307. And get signed up for a subscription. Thank you very much, everyone. God bless you, and God bless America.